Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So glad to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brickman. Our two websites, thepowermall.com and thepowerhour.com. Don't forget the. And, of course, as usual, Uncle Kevin is joining us. Uncle Kevin, welcome this morning.
It's great to be here again. Have a great day in America. And I'm happy because it's warming up.
It is warming up. I don't know where you live. I mean, if you live in Idaho, they got 4 feet of snow. But
I would not like that.
And, you know, probably three more months to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Was that March, April, May? Yeah, probably 3 more months ago. Mm-hmm. Anyway, wherever you are, we have a great broadcast. Thank you for spending time. Gerald Celente will be here later.
I love him.
Trends General, of course, I'm going to ask him about the virus and the economy and trends, gold spike down, everything spiked down, you know, that and more we'll ask him about. Jeffrey Doherty will be here. Everybody's favorite Christian conspirator, I guess that's be a good way to describe him. We're going to talk about Mandela Effect. There's new things there. We're going to talk about ETs, extraterrestrials, maybe some theories or maybe some ideas on what they are with Jeffrey. It will be super fun.
I always thought my third grade teacher was an ET. She was out there.
Why did she?
She had these big bug eyes.
Third grade.
And they scared the fire out of me.
Did she vote for Goldwater? Goldwater is good, actually.
Yeah,
did she vote for Rockefeller? I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
That was a long time ago.
We are going to cover news, and then we're going to get to those guests. Again, thank you for joining us. The big story, obviously, is the virus, and we'll have a couple of stories we'll talk about. I want to just tell you this, because I keep getting emails, I keep getting questions, and I'll tell you what I'm hearing. Three or four contacts, kind of three and a half contacts, kind of, to forget it, I can't explain. But three or four contacts have told me basically the same thing. Probably in March, this is March, this is the second, probably this month, there is going to be travel restrictions that are implemented in the United States. There's going to be testing. They're going to find out that the virus is way bigger than we thought.
Yeah.
Or they thought.
Be in lots and lots of states.
And then they're going to start restricting travel. It'll be increasing. And like I told you last week, we were way we were ahead on a lot of this on reporting this. I've told you this now for about a week or so. It'll be increasing rings of restriction on your travel, and then the end result may be something akin, something close to martial law. That is possible. Now, you got to understand, 80-85% of what I hear on this kind of stuff probably are accurate, or it's 85% accurate. But that 10-15, 10-20% is not accurate.
Yeah, a lot of disinformation
or doesn't happen,
out there.
Or it's either disinformation or things change.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to look at the upside, downside.
Yeah.
You know, if you were a poker player, you'd look at the percentage of, you know, the percentages here. What does it mean to my life if everything I just said is true? What does it mean to my life if none of it is true? And so what's the risk reward? And the risk is so much. This weekend I went to the Walmart. Yeah. I bought a bunch of toilet paper. Like I said, I bought a bunch of some
peanut butter
and jelly. Yeah, some meat to freeze.
Olive oil.
Olive oil.
You have to.
Stuff like this to have at the house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what is coming.
Me neither.
People who have a good idea, whose opinion I trust, tell me something is coming.
Yep.
So you take that for what it's worth. I'm loaded up on Oreganol, Oregaresp. I probably need some more Oregaresp, actually. I want more Oregaresp. I have a lot of Oreganol. Colloidal silver, a lot. Vitamin C, D, selenium, magnesium. All those have multivitamins. Yeah, you can always use it. Yeah, you always use it.
But if you run out of them, forget about it. You're not going to be able to get them.
Yes. I mean, one person who was involved with the government, let's just put it that way, who told me, says, be careful if you go to the drugstore and make purchases with a credit card for cough medicine. If you go purchase drugs to buy.
They'll be knocking on your door.
Because they'll be knocking on your door. You're sick? You're going to get tested now.
And magically, you got the coronavirus, whether you do or not.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know any of that.
Yep.
All I'm saying, that's what I was told. Purchases like that, you may want to use cash. Just so you know.
And don't tell your name.
You don't have to tell your name to buy Robitussin or whatever. I would buy Reginald personally, but I'm just saying. Or things like that. I'm just letting you know. Anyway, getting to the news. Erdogan, remember we talked about Greece, talked about the migrants, Erdogan and Turkey?
3.5 million.
Well, it's starting to break. Erdogan warns millions of refugees will move to Turkey's border with the EU. Well, they kind of have, or at least they've started.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures of them. They're all behind what kind of wire?
Constantina
wire, like we've been talking about for years.
We could have solved the border crisis.
We could have solved the border.
The dire situation of Syria's Idlib province caused by fighting that's pitted Syrian government forces against Turkish troops has created a wave of refugees trying to flee the conflict. Well, Erdogan's got millions more to go behind that he's ready to release into Europe. The gateway to Europe from Turkey is through Greece.
Yes.
That's definitely the major one from Turkey. You can go up north a little bit. But right. Greece, basically, a country of about 10 million, a little over 10, close to 11, and they have about 3 million refugees ready to go, ready to pour in.
They pour in. Your country's gone.
This is like the Ottoman Empire again, as far as the Muslims coming in.
The hordes of Muslims.
It's similar. It's scary. The Greece has gone crazy, meaning they're up in arms about it. There's a big story. They went to one of the migrant centers. Supposedly overran the UN peacekeeping force. I'm making air quotes right now, ladies and gentlemen. Overran the UN peacekeeping forces, went to this migrant center and burned the thing to the ground.
Excellent.
Well, I think it's excellent.
And you have to protect your country.
Well, right. This is
you're not going to have one.
This is an invasion.
Next story goes right in with it, Dan. Migrants shot by Greek police as border clashes. Greek border police shot dead a Syrian migrant attempting to reach Europe, and the crowd chants Ali Akbar as they carry the body away. That must be a frightening sight to have tens of thousands of crazy Muslims screaming Ali Akbar on the other side.
Well, I don't know if they're crazy or not, but they got a will to get in your country.
Whew.
They obviously have a will to come in. I mean, I don't know how many people I'd hope I'd have some machine guns, and I have about 100 of my buddies with me.
Boy, I'm telling you.
That's what it would take. Yeah. I mean, it would take...
I scared a fire at me to see that.
Right. Have you seen the pictures of that?
Yeah, I have. There's just hordes of them.
Right. You wouldn't need 100. You would need like 1,000 people lined up with machine guns, like Terminator-style Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah,
with the
30 caliber.
With 30 cal with the chains.
With 1,000 rounds in them.
I mean, you would. You really would. I don't know, 1,000, maybe 2 million. You'd need north of 100. It was a lot of people.
Lots of them.
And if they had any kind of gun or armament or whatever.
I would not like to be the people Greeks revolt right now.
Greeks revolt against migrant centers. Government uses military to repel migrant invasion. Greece now, finally, after all these years, has kicked in the idea of maybe we don't need these. Maybe we don't want these migrants to come in. Police clash with French islanders fearing coronavirus among tourists. So the French on this isle, they're traditionally, historically known a little snobbish, not wanting visitors anyway.
Right.
Well, now they really don't want visitors because they don't want them to bring dirty virus with them.
Yeah, exactly. Keep your dirty virus to yourself.
Saint-Denis de la Réunion, police used tear gas on protesting residents of France's Indian Ocean Territory, Reunion Island, Sunday, who tried to block passengers of a cruise ship turned away from nearby Madagascar for fear there may be people infected with the coronavirus on board. If a cruise ship gets turned away from Madagascar, another country, it's coming to your port, aren't you concerned?
I am. I wouldn't let it dock.
Well, that's what they're saying. We don't want it to dock. And then the police.
If they needed food, I'd get a helicopter and drop it on them.
Put it in a dinghy and let it float off.
Yeah.
Let it float towards them. That's what they said. And the police fired tear gas for their trouble. This is crazy. This is, we are, you think about in America, if something like this really broke, what America would be like, what these big cities would be like. Look, please, for the love of God. Go to Walmart, wherever, and go get your supplies and get something.
Now.
If I couldn't leave my house for 2-3 weeks, what would I need? Yep. That's the decision you need to make.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm being told there's a good chance it may be coming to America in the next, 60 days or so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, there you go. I do feel a bit crazy. Australians stockpiling food to prepare for coronavirus. For some, the idea of stocking up on food and groceries to prepare for a virus outbreak in Australia is risk management 101. It's just plain common sense, is what it is.
Yeah.
For others, it's alarmism. We just saw China quarantine 700 million people.
Yeah.
We've seen Italy now, the shelves go bare in a day.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world would it look like in America? We've seen the lines outside Hawaii Costco, yeah. New York Costco.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's alarmism. It doesn't matter if the virus is even real or not.
It doesn't.
There's no food left.
Yeah, right.
There's no
do?
Supplies left.
Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't.
On some level, it doesn't matter.
No.
That's what I've been trying to beg you people to do. You people. The Power Hour Nation.
That's right.
Be powerful. Be prepared.
Yep, just like the Boy Scouts.
Not like the Boy Scouts these days.
The old days.
Yes. I had a dream about this last night. I'm anxious for everybody because I don't know where this is going.
What'd you dream about? That fluffernutter you got at the store?
The peanut butter?
Yeah.
Oh, I got some peanut butter.
With the fluff in it?
No.
Oh.
On Walmart, they got organic peanut butter.
Oh, excellent.
It's really good. It's really good. Anyway, they do feel a bit crazy. We've seen a sharp increase in demand for long life pantry items and household staples in recent days, which has led to partial stock shortages across some of our stores. Yeah, food storage. We're getting some more supplies in if you want to order food storage. You know, get your order in, first order in or first order out. We do have some supplies right now of some things. So if you, we can take your order and get it.
Won't go to waste.
What? Go to the store. Buy canned foods. Buy soups. Buy rice and beans. Please.
Mm-hmm.
Please. U.S. prepares for more coronavirus cases. Trump meets with drug makers. Isn't that comforting? So
no.
He's
going to
meet with the drug makers and ask for progress on the vaccine.
Which they are magically have in their back pocket.
Well, doesn't that make your watch skip a second or two?
I didn't like that.
Trump administration officials, do not get prepared. Don't buy mass food, cleaning supplies, or anything. Just wait for a vaccine and do what you're told. Natural News. Mike Adams, he goes a little extreme with his title, but
there's something to it.
Yes, there is something to it. U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams told Adams, his name's Adams too, maybe he's related to Mike.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
His brother.
Told America to, quote, stop buying masks. He said that if consumers buy masks, then the hospitals will run out, accidentally admitting hospitals are facing a severe mask shortage because they didn't prepare in advance. Soon as they saw anything go on in China, why weren't these hospitals? I mean, one, they should be prepared anyway. But as soon as they saw something in China, they should have socked up every, available mask there was, but they didn't. Let's see the anti-shopping list. Here's what you are supposed to not be buying, according to the Trump administration. Do not buy masks because hospitals are running out. Do not buy extra food because VP Pence went on Rush Limbaugh's show. And even though neither one of them is a scientist or virologist, they both want you to feel warm and fuzzy that everything is fine. And they want you to believe the virus that's sweeping through nearly 60 nations around the world will somehow stop at America's totally unprotected borders. That makes sense, huh?
It does.
Do not buy extra prescription medications, even though most of them come from China and supply lines are going to be
cut. Like,
here is the clear message I got from my contacts.
What?
What you call supply chain, whatever you call that, whatever you think that is in America, the supply chain is going to be cut.
Yeah, absolutely. Could this be the beginning of a global depression? Very possibly.
What you should do, though, in this list, it goes a few other things. Mm-hmm. Do buy stocks, though.
I wouldn't buy a stock right now.
Because the Fed promises to make them even more overvalued.
Yeah.
There you go. Patient released in San Antonio later tested positive. I think this is going to be a recurring theme. I think there's a lot of people in America with this. I'm not saying that the virus is deadly. I'm not saying it is deadly. What I'm saying is, I know they've been lying about the numbers from China because they kept the same death rate for like a month straight.
Yeah.
2.1%, 2.1%. It's impossible. Statistical anomaly.
And Trump said, told the NHA to send out those kits all across the country to start testing for coronavirus. And they didn't do it. They're just doing it now, 6 weeks later. So what does that tell you?
Well, Trump should have went on TV and told and been more aggressive.
Yeah, he should have. He should get out in front of this. He should.
Well, we've been saying that for a while now.
Yeah.
Here's a very interesting story. I don't know if Catherine put this in the news or not. This is a very interesting story, very important story, and this is how this works, and you can kind of see the threads and how the media works coordinated. Bill Maher from HBO, I don't even know, what's it, Bill Maher?
Globalist.
Well, whatever he is, on HBO show. Mm-hmm. He says, watch out because Trump is going to declare martial law on this. Mm-hmm. It becomes a doublespeak. First, Trump doesn't do anything, then Trump's going to declare martial law. Right. Why is this important? Do you remember the Roger Stone case when they went out and they, before the verdict, before everything, they said, oh, Trump will pardon him because he's covering up for Trump.
Right.
This is how the CIA works on these cover stories and different black ops on when it comes to media. They poison the well before you ever get there.
Right.
So that if Trump does declare martial law, if there is a real emergency, So he has to do something. So then they've already undermined his action before he does it to a large percentage of the population. Same thing with Roger Stone. Now, if